الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، the title of the khutbah is the manners of the fasting people. The Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, began his khutbah by saying that you are now in the midst of blessed days and virtuous nights which Allah has bestowed upon you. He has allowed you to make it to Ramadan and facilitated for you the means of attaining goodness. And He further promised you abundance of reward for doing the deeds which you do. So praise Allah for this bounty and ask Him to increase you and give you more. O fasting Muslim, your fasting is not merely a test of how patient you are in avoiding eating and drinking. The fasting is not merely testing you how good you are in avoiding food and drink, because many people can do that. Rather, the fasting was prescribed so that it may purify your soul and rectify your character and prepare you for traveling upon a straight path in the future with knowledge and action. Fasting was prescribed as means of believing in Allah and an act of worship and means to get nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was prescribed so that it may train the people to get used to doing good in the present and in the future, to prepare you mentally for interacting with good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, the five daily prayers and the Friday to the Friday, the Jumu'ah to the Jumu'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan will expiate whatever sins is between them so long as the major sins are avoided. The Shaykh said, our fasting must control our senses, our hearing, our seeing, our thought, our limbs. Everything should observe fast, and fasting should have such an effect on us. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, put it in an excellent way. He said, if you fast, let your hearing and your sight and your tongue also fast from all that which is haram. Because fast is abstinence, meaning abstain, refrain from looking at haram, hearing haram and saying that which is haram. He said, and avoid harming your neighbor. Avoid harming your neighbor. And let there be tranquility upon you while fasting. It should appear on you. And he said, do not make your fasting day like the day in which you are not fasting. Meaning, don't behave the same way on a day which is a regular day and a day you are fasting. There should be a change in your conduct while you are fasting. The Shaykh said, yes, this is the complete fast. It encompasses the hearing, so you do not hear any evil statement. You do not hear any backbiting. You do not hear any gossip, which is meant to differentiate and part people. You do not listen to anything in which a Muslim's honor is being undermined. You do not listen to slander. So your hearing is also fasting. You don't hear anything which goes against the legislation. Needless to say, it doesn't mean that you don't listen to backbiting and gossip, but then you listen to music or the modern day nasheed, which is really music again, you know. So this in fact is just as bad. It's also haram. Now many people don't realize, while they're watching TV, they're listening to music. Because you will hardly find a TV channel that doesn't have music, whether in the commercials or in the actual show itself. Music is part and parcel of any show, otherwise you'll be a failure. I remember I attended a da'wah, supposed to be a da'wah conference, and then these people put together a video with music, and it's supposed to be an introduction to Islam, teaching the non-Muslims about Islam with music, full orchestra. And I said, what is this, Yaakhi? He said, no video is successful without music. We can't do this whole thing with no music, no one will watch it. Yeah, subhanAllah. So you go against the deen to invite people to Islam through haram. So the mentality that even Muslims have, no show is successful without music. So when you switch on that TV channel and music's playing in the background, you have not observed fasting in this sense. Whether you're listening to it willingly or unwillingly, the fact that you turned it on, you put yourself in this predicament. You could turn off the TV. That's different than when somebody plays it in a car next to you and you don't want to listen to it willingly. Allah will not hold you accountable. But when you turn on the TV, then you have something to do with it. Allah musta'an. Similarly, the same thing can go for our eyesight. And you also know that no show is successful without women. Right? Music and women. Otherwise, there's no need for anything. So how are you going to avoid seeing these women? You're going to tell me you watch shows where women are wearing niqab? Okay. So we know the answer for that one as well. So the Sheikh said, some people, however, they leave him during the day. They don't listen to haram. They don't see haram. But then as soon as they break their fast, everything goes. So he said they're like building a construction in the day and then they're demolishing it in the evening. And it doesn't work this way. That's not fasting either. Fasting is supposed to have us attain taqwa. He said then, Jabir radiallahu anhu, and avoid harming the neighbor. Honoring the neighbor and the neighbor is something that is required in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, whosoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him honor his neighbor. And he said, Jibreel continued to advise me concerning the neighbor until I thought he was going to give him a share of inheritance. So, the rights of the neighbors. Today, we don't know our neighbors. Today, most people don't know who even live in the same building as they do, unless when they block them, then they have to go find out which one of the neighbors blocked them. Then they learn or they meet their neighbor for the first time because of a conflict that occurs between the two. And so we shouldn't be of that kind. If we're unable to knock on their door and give them some food when we cook extra food, which is the sunnah, at least let us not harm them and be a source of problem for them. The only thing they know of us is harassment. Their children harass the neighbors. That shouldn't be the way we deal with our neighbors, and we are sinful for that. The Sheikh said the fasting is supposed to then rectify our conduct and our behavior, and so that you are in the best state while you are fasting. It must have an effect on our deeds, on our statements, in the way we treat each other. This is why our righteous predecessors used to look forward to Ramadan. In fact, like they said, the 6 months before Ramadan, they would beg Allah that day that He allows them to make it to Ramadan, because they realized what benefits were waiting for them in the month of Ramadan. So the Shaykh said, let us then not hear anything which is displeasing to Allah, anything which is haram. And let us not look at haram, and let us not witness anything which is haram in this blessed month. My Muslim brother, the Shaykh said, in this month, the shayateen the jinn are chained, but the ones who are playing their role or maintaining the methodology of misguidance are the shayateen of human beings. And you all know there are shayateen of human beings and shayateen of jinn. Some people don't realize it, but you read Surah An-Nas almost every day, and at the end of it you say, min al-jinnati wa an-nas. You're seeking refuge with Allah from the shayateen of ins and jinn. That's what it is. And we have many evidences actually from the Quran and the Sunnah that human beings, some of them are shayateen. And these shayateen are the ones that you find on the satellite dishes, the Sheikh said. Their job is to distract you the whole month. Their job is to distract you from worship and from obedience to Allah. So look at all the shows. Now, I don't know about the English world or the maybe the Bollywood in the subcontinent, but in the Arab world, you know already. You know already what kind of wicked, lowly, you know, disgusting shows suddenly appear in the month of Ramadan. I guess it has to do with culture. Is it the same? يعني على كل حال, you know, special stars suddenly appear, you know, they call them stars, you know, but wallahi they're not stars. They're more like a burnt charcoal. You know, the stars Allah Azza wa Jal made them signs for us so we can be guided with them. These are not stars. These are burnt fahim. But they call them stars anyways. It's just out of lying to the people and making us believe they're special. So these people suddenly come, you know, nakedness, you know, some of the, in fact, a lot of these shows make it a point to mock Islam. Yani the whole idea is mockery of Islam, the people of Islam, the practicing people. So they take the ayat of Allah in jest. Anything which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they make it the subject matter of their mockery. And there's a very famous show that is local here that is doing that. It plays every year and it's just a big fitna. Big fitna. They bring someone and they put a beard on him, you know, and he's supposed to represent, you know, the people of the mutawwi'een. And then they just, you know, they just go again, they just belittle him and mock him and his ideas and everything. And it's all from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, if you make fun of the beard, you're making fun of the Messenger of Allah. That's what you need to understand. If you don't have a beard for whatever reason, then you need to keep quiet concerning those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to know our limitations. It's one thing to not follow the sunnah, and it's another thing to make fun of the people who follow the sunnah. That's double trouble, and that's not acceptable. We all have our shortcomings. We can do something, Allah al-musta'an, we make dua that Allah change our affairs. But we need to back off when it comes to anything which we learn from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now whether the people are using it or misusing it, that's another discussion. We agree that some people misrepresent the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that does not allow us to violate that sacredness and to speak against the sunnah in any degrading form. The Sheikh said, watching these shows which have, you know, which no modesty, immorality, and making fun of the deen will affect your fasting. It will affect it negatively, meaning it will diminish the reward. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, and if you see those who take our ayat in jest, then turn away from them until they engage in another discussion. And if the shaitan makes you forget, then do not sit with them after the remembrance. Do not sit with the oppressive people after you remember. يعني you cannot, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشَدُونَ الزُّورِ. You do not witness and observe anything which goes against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either you will enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, or you will leave. It's one of three options. Either you will stop it and you will remind them of the rights of Allah, or you will have to leave. You cannot be, you go to a wedding and all of a sudden they start playing, you know, the guitar and the piano. They're playing the duff for the ladies, no problem. But for the men, some of them play regular music. Now you cannot do that. Either you tell the person, listen, akhi, turn this off, or you say, salamu alaikum, and you leave. You cannot sit there and continue eating dinner while the music is playing in the background. Because you are witnessing falsehood. Now it takes strong iman for you to do that. Most people are shy and they don't want to hurt their neighbors or their relatives' feelings. So they favor the people over Allah. Oh, it's okay. Allah ghafoor raheem. But you know, let me get by. No. No, this is not how it is done. The mentality of the righteous predecessors, they were very sensitive with these issues. Any violation of Allah's deen, salamu alaikum. You either stick to the rule or I'm out. Now, if all of us did this, people will be taking this into consideration. And they will think twice before they violate the deen of Allah. But when they know that the people don't say anything, then they continue to do what is evil and even more evil than that. So we have to take a stand against that. As per the ayah, the Shaykh said, so it is more befitting, O slave of Allah, that you protect your eyes from looking at that which is not befitting, and from hearing that which is not befitting, so that your religious commitment may be preserved and protected. And this is all that you see in these satellite channels. Then he made dua that Allah protects our fast. He ended the first khutbah with an ayat from Surah Ali Imran, which most of you probably are familiar with, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal says, "And hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord and a garden as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the righteous and the pious, those who spend in adversity and in difficulty, and those who suppress their anger, and those who pardon people, and verily Allah loves those who excel. And those who, if they fall into a major sin, fahisha, yani usually the ulama say zina, yani abhorrent sin, something that is very, very much unacceptable in Islam, أو ظلموا أنفسهم, or they wrong themselves, they remember Allah. So they seek forgiveness for their sins, and who forgives the sins but Allah? And they do not insist on that which they're doing whilst they know." In the second khutbah, it was just bullet points. The Shaykh said, Ramadan is a point of unity upon goodness, righteousness, fear of Allah, purity of the heart, and anything which may affect it negatively. Ramadan is a point of unity upon generosity, kindness, spending, and multiplication of reward. The gates of paradise are exclusively open in Ramadan. And the doors and the gates of the hellfire are exclusively shut down in Ramadan. The month of mercy is exclusive to Ramadan. The month of forgiveness is exclusive to Ramadan. The month of being ransomed from the fire is exclusively in Ramadan. So Ramadan then is a point of unity upon all goodness and blessings. And the shayateen of ins, the point of unity for them is evil, corruption, and fitna. And they claim that Ramadan also gathers us. Ramadan gathers them in some way, and it gathers the rest of the believers in another way. So the multiplication of reward, Allah generously giving, is also exclusive in Ramadan. While among the greatest means of spreading corruption upon earth is what you see exclusively on these channels, these TV channels, of time wasting and gaining sin and what have you. Allah says in the Quran, "Do you then favor that which is lesser over that which is good?" Allah was speaking to the Jews, you know, and Musa alayhi salam, actually, when they asked for, you know, the onions and the garlic and whatever, after Allah gave him the manna and salwa. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ. And it's really something along these lines. We wait for this month, and the month is here, and what, 5 days have gone by? Who would believe 5 days have gone from Ramadan? We could, you know, you could swear yesterday was the first day you started fasting. And you will see, inshallah, very soon you'll be saying, khalas. So it's here now. It's here now. And the Shaykh was saying, and then this is when we have to exert our effort. This is when we have to actually make it happen, now that we're able to do so. So take advantage of the month while it is here. You know, this is a chance to return to Allah, to get our sins forgiven, to get a lot of reward, to enter Jannah, be protected from the fire. All of this in this month. And it's a few days. It's a few days and it will be over. So instead of spending it eating and watching TV and wasting our time, let us utilize it in a manner which is pleasing to Allah. As much as we can, engage in acts of worship. As much as we can, avoid things which are haram. Allah Azza wa Jal says, that and so whosoever magnifies the rights of Allah, then it is an indication of the piety and the heart. So fear Allah, O Muslims, in this month, and observe Allah Azza wa Jal in everything which you do and everything which you leave. And be careful of watching anything which will affect your religious commitment and will affect your fast. And the Shaykh made dua at the end, and that's it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.